Watcher, and a ginormous welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. The great drummer Jimmy Cobb died just over a week ago. He'll be on every song this week. I've managed to whittle down his best-known albums, albeit most as a sideman, to a mere 60-plus, so we have some tough decisions to make this week. But this one is, as they say, a no-brainer.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm sure you recognise that. The best-selling jazz LP of all time, at over 5 million copies and still going strong. The sort of numbers even the Beatles would have been proud of. A slowish seller to start with, but it's forever gaining a new and younger audience, helped by special editions and 50th anniversary re-releases. And yes, drummer Jimmy Cobb was there. The last surviving member of the sextet by some decades, until he, Jimmy, died a week ago. You know the other members, I'm sure. Miles Davis, trumpet, Cannonball Adderley, alto, John Coltrane, tenor, Bill Evans, piano, Wynton Kelly on one of the five songs, Paul Chambers, bass, and obviously Jimmy, drums. Was there ever a greater sextet? We heard just the first half of So What, recorded March 59. Miles came to the recording session with just outline sketches of the songs and said to Jimmy, quote, "Jimmy, you know what to do. Just make it sound like it's floating," unquote. Job done. That was 1959, but Jimmy had to wait until 1983 to make his recording debut as a leader. Thank you. Stars Fell on Alabama from June 98. Jimmy called his band Jimmy Cobb's Mob, and it had a changeable lineup, but more often than not, it included a guitarist, in this case, Peter Bernstein, with Richard Wyant's piano, John Webber bass. Jimmy rarely soloed. In fact, as I sit here musing, I'm struggling to think of a single solo of his. The New York Times obit described him as, quote, a master of understatement, propelling his bandmates with a quiet persistence, unquote. He worked in nightclubs before he was 20 and then went on the road with the Earl Bostick Band and fell in love with their singer, Dinah Washington. As well as Dinah, he also backed singers like Billie Holiday, Pearl Bailey, Sarah Vaughan. In fact, a shorter list would be those he didn't play with. Here he is with Sassy.
I could write a book about the way you walk and talk and whisper and look. I could write a precious song how we met so the world would never forget. Shabba-ba-doo-doo-ow, shoo-doo-ba-dee-doo-doo-doo. With the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. To love as a friend. If they ask me, I could write a book by the way you walk and talk and whisper and look. I could write a precious on how we met so the world would never forget. With the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them I love you a lot. So the world is dollars and moonlight bookings, how to make two lovers, make two lovers, make two lovers of friends. Yes, it's good to have a lover. Oh yeah, yes, good to have a lover. Oh yeah, it's good. Goody good, goody good, goody good, goody good, goody good. To have a lover somewhere. Oh yeah. Good to have a lover in New Orleans. Good to have a lover in New York City. Good to have a lover in Chicago. Good to have a lover just all over the place. Oh yes, good to have a lover. It's good to have a lover in Japan. Come on now. Girls don't make it in Japan. It's you guys. Ooh, we don't get the rubby downs. You do. Oh, yes, it's good to have a lover somewhere. I know it's good. Y'all know it's good. They know it's good. Hot damn, it's good.
Sassy, Sarah Vaughan, live at Rose's Jazz Club in New Orleans, May 78. I could write a book, obviously. Carl Schroeder, piano, Walter Booker, bass, and of course, Jimmy Cobb, drums. Sassy having fun. Jimmy sat in with the Miles Davis Band on numerous occasions when Miles's then regular drummer, Philly Joe Jones, couldn't make it. But then in 58, when Jimmy was at home in Queens, New York City, Miles called him at 6 in the evening and asked if he could make a gig that very evening. Sure, said Jimmy. Where is it? Boston, said Miles. And yes, Jimmy did make it. Not for the opening number of that set, but he made it and had 4 years with Miles. And as well as Kind of Blue, he's on such major albums as Sketches of Spain, Someday My Prince Will Come, At Black Hawk, At Carnegie Hall, Porgy and Bess. Those albums alone would have secured his place in jazz history forever. The Miles Rhythm Section left at the same time and carried on playing together. And here they are, with John Coltrane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from an Atlantic LP called Coltrane Jazz, just Train on tenor, with the rhythm section of Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy drums. Recorded in New York City, November-December 59. We heard I'll Wait and Pray, unusually for John Coltrane, a ballad. By the way, Jimmy also played on Train's seminal album, Giant Steps. And here he is again, this time with the great pianist Bobby Timmons. I chose this song to demo Jimmy's playing. another of our faves, Bobby Timmons. He's the pianist and leader on this Riverside LP called This Here Is Bobby Timmons. The song, This Here, being a Timmons song that opens this album. There's also a version of Bobby's best-known compo, Moaning. But I chose The Party's Over, as it gave us more of Jimmy's playing, more than just his brilliant background drumming, that is. So that, with bassist Sam Jones, makes the trio, recorded Jan 1960, New York. And another, by the way, all three musos had been in Cannonball Adderley's quintet, although never all together at the same time. And here is the Cannonball himself. The song was called Another Kind of Soul by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. Cannonball Alto, brother Nat on cornet, and Nat wrote that song. Junior Mance piano, Sam Jones again on bass, and you know who drums. Recorded for an MRC LP called Sophisticated Swing, Feb 57. It was Cannonball who initially recommended Jimmy to Miles when he, Cannonball, joined up with Miles. Next up, Wes Montgomery. Thank you. and yet another version of the gorgeous Lerner and Lowe song I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, recorded live at Subo's, Berkeley, California, June 62, and released on Riverside Records, who were based in Berkeley. The LP was entitled Full House, and the original LP has been re-released as a CD with several bonus tracks. It's a quintet, but tenor man Johnny Griffin and pianist Wynton Kelly sit out on that song. So it was Wes guitar, Paul Chambers bass, and a very quiet Jimmy on drums. He was there, though. Let's not forget our Ellingtonia slot this week. The leader, the Ellingtonian tenor giant Paul Gonsalves, and he recorded a Jazzland LP in December 60 called Getting Together. Cornetist Nat Adderley was on all the other songs, but not Yesterday's. That was Paul and the rhythm section, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass and Jimmy Cobb drums. From tenor to the harp. Thank you. The list of jazz harpists isn't a very long one, but I would argue Dorothy Ashby is the greatest of them all. And here she was in August 61 on an LP of hers called Soft Winds, with Terry Pollard vibes, Herman Wright bass and, yes, Jimmy Cobb drums. That was the Gershwin song The Man I Love. It's the rhythm section of Kelly Chambers and Cobb again next, and with a very impressive front line. Listen out for a short Jimmy Cobb solo.
Thank you.
And that's from a Wayne Shorter LP called Introducing Wayne Shorter, recorded in New York City, November 59. We know the rhythm section, the incomparable Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, Jimmy Cobb. And we now know half the front line in the shape of Wayne Shorter, plus the missing muso, Lee Morgan, trumpet, an amazing lineup. The front line from Art Blakey's then-current Jazz Messengers, and the rhythm section from Miles Davis's then-current band. And that was a Wayne Shorter original, Harry's Last Stand, with the nearest thing to a Jimmy Cobb solo. Let's come up to date, well, to 2006. Telarc album called Timeless Portraits and Dreams, with pretty much the title song, a Jerry Allen compo, Portraits and Dreams, recorded 2006. And Jerry made a number of albums with this lineup: Ron Carter bass, Jimmy Cobb drums. Great album, lots of jazz choir singing on it as well. And we only have time for a couple more, so let's hear from Jimmy Cobb's Mob, and we'll hear one of Jimmy's own compos. Thank you. This Smoke Sessions album is called The Original Mob, not because it was the first recording of Jimmy Cobb's Mob, but rather because Jimmy used to teach a class at the New College, and two of his then young students were guitarist Peter Bernstein and pianist Brad Meldow. A long story short, they asked Jimmy to play a few gigs with them some 20-odd years later, when both Bernstein and Meldow were by now big jazz names. They brought along their regular bassist John Webber, and that's the group. And it was recorded in an empty Smoke Jazz Club, Manhattan, Feb 2014. The song was Remembering You, written by Jimmy. So it's our last song, and I've got stacks of albums still lying all around me. But I have to choose, and it'll be Curtis Fuller and the so-called Jazz Clan on an LP called Soul Trombone. Great lineup. Curtis Fuller, trombone, Jimmy Heath, tenor, Freddie Hubbard, trumpet, Cedar Walton, piano, Jimmy Merritt, bass, and the wonderful Jimmy Cobb, drums. November 61. Here's In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. Thank you. And I really hope you've enjoyed this tribute to the music of Jimmy Cobb, who sadly died in Harlem a week ago at the age of 91. And he was still playing a bit earlier this year. Thank you, Jimmy, for a lifetime of great music. And I've only scratched the surface of his colossal output. Also hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.